Facts and Scriptures About Healing. Before looking at the scriptures about healing, we must understand that Jesus, in his earthly ministry, demonstrated the will of Father God concerning healing. What Jesus did before redemption is a prelude to what would be accomplished as a result of redemption. Everyone who came to Jesus to be healed was healed. He did not reject anyone. It is God's will to heal those who pursue Jesus the healer. Are you willing to cooperate with God and receive your healing? According to the scriptures, the marks or stripes left on Jesus' physical body from the brutal whipping ordered by Pilate are the provision for our healing. This whipping occurred over 2,000 years ago. Consequently, the provision for healing is a documented fact. Healing is a part of redemption. It is imperative that we understand the two sides of redemption in order to enjoy the full benefits of redemption. The first part of redemption is the legal side, which is what Jesus has done for us. The second part is the practical side, which is what we do with what Jesus has done. Jesus has already provided healing for us. Therefore, we do not have to bombard heaven trying to convince him to heal us. The truth is, healing has already been provided for us. Legally, we were healed before we were born, but we must believe and act on what has already been done in order to receive the benefit. The Word of God, the Bible, teaches us what Jesus has done for us through his redemptive act. But if we do not know what he has done and how to access his provisions, we will become victims instead of overcomers. Knowledge of God's word is mandatory for those who desire to experience the benefits of redemption. Those who ignore or minimize the study of the scriptures will find themselves in undesirable circumstances. Those who are in undesirable circumstances can be delivered by learning and obeying the scriptures. The question is not, will Jesus heal you? The question is, will you receive the healing that Jesus has provided for you? Some may ask, if I was healed before I was born, why am I sick? The answer is simple. You have an enemy who is seeking to devour you. His name is Satan. He wants us to believe that God's word is not true. He tempts us with symptoms to entice us into believing that the natural world can dictate our destiny. If he can get us to agree with him, he can destroy us. However, if we stay in agreement with God's word, we will overcome Satan. The natural cannot overpower the supernatural. However, the supernatural can overpower the natural. Our lives are governed with words. Words are powerful. They will have either a positive or negative effect in our lives. According to Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we say affects our well-being. Therefore, we must learn to say what God says. The following scriptures are what God says about health and healing. Exodus 15:26. God said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will listen to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you that I have brought upon the Egyptians. I am the Lord who heals you. Hebrews 8:6. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. If the old covenant provided healing, and the new covenant is better, then we too have the promise of healing. God does not put sickness and disease on us. Satan does. Jesus is our Savior, not our afflictor. God is for us, not against us. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who encircles me with kindness and compassion, who fills me to satisfaction with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107, 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs, malady, a disease, disorder, or an ailment, and carried our sorrows, affliction, a condition of pain, suffering, or distress. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought to him many who were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias or Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, could live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Mark 16, verses 15 through 18. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be judged and sentenced. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new languages. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. James 5, verses 14 and 15. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. This instruction is given to the believer. The one who is sick is to call for the elders. The elders are not to call for the sick. The elders are to pray the prayer of faith, which means they must pray according to God's word. Do not allow anyone to pray over you who does not believe that healing has already been accomplished through the redemptive work of Jesus. One who is not certain that healing is a fact to be received will not pray in faith. The prayer of faith saves the sick. A doubtful prayer will have negative results. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Healing is the will of God. The scriptures that we have read are the word of God. According to John 17:17, God's word is true. Romans 3 and verse 4 says, let God be true, but every person a liar. God has proven through his word that it is his will to heal. Jesus did not and will not exclude anyone who came or comes to him for healing. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled or established in heaven. God's word is settled or established in heaven. Healing is a documented fact. We must get his word settled or established in our hearts. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 130. The revelation of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. God has given us his word about healing. We must believe his word. Signs follow the believer. We choose whose report we will believe, God's or man's. Choose God's. Choose life. Be illuminated by his word. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, so that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing I sent it to do. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Wherefore God has raised him to the highest position and given him a name that is superior to every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee bows of things in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus is superior to all names. Therefore, anything that has a name must bow to the authority vested in the name of Jesus. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Asking according to his will is simply asking in agreement with his word. If our petition agrees with God's word, we are asking according to his will. Therefore, we know that he hears us. If he hears us, then we know that he will grant our request. It is imperative for everyone to develop an accurate belief system. Our belief system filters the words that we hear. If our belief system fully agrees with God's word, we will reject everything contrary to the word of God. If our belief system is built from traditions and opinions of people, we will reject God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in a physical body, we do not battle according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are powerful through God in pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This scripture reveals the importance of developing a belief system that agrees with the Word of God. It also reveals where the major battles take place. In the mind, we must reject every thought that does not agree with the Word of God. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, if they have any virtue or any praise, think on these things. We are not to think on anything that is contrary to God's Word. Every thought must be passed through the filter of God's word. If a thought does not agree with God, reject it and stay submitted to the word. Healings of Jesus. The following scriptures are documented healings that occurred through the ministry of Jesus. Matthew 4:24. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those who were lunatic, and those who had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 8, verse 8. The centurion replied, saying, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Matthew 8, verse 13. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done to you. and his servant was healed in the same hour. Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought to him many who were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he departed from there, and great multitudes followed him. He healed them all. Matthew 12:22. Then they brought to him one who was blind and dumb. He was possessed with a devil. Jesus healed him, and the one who was blind and dumb both spoke and saw. Matthew 14:14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. He was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 15:30. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 19:2. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21:14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark 1:34. And he healed many who were sick from various diseases and cast out many devils. He did not allow the devils to speak because they knew him. Mark 3:10. For he had healed many. Consequently, those who had plagues came near him so they could touch him. Mark 5:23. And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed and she will live. Mark 5:29. And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Mark 6:5-6. And he could not do mighty works there, except he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. Luke 4:40. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 5:15. The fame of him was spread abroad, and great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 6:17-18. And he came down with them, and he and a group of his disciples stood in the plain, along with a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were vexed with unclean spirits came, and they were healed. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude tried to touch him, because power went out of him, and healed them all. Luke 7:7. Wherefore neither did I think that I was worthy to come to you, but speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Luke 8:2-3. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, who was Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others who were supporting him from their possessions were with him. Luke 8:36. Those also who saw it told them by what means he who was possessed of the devils was healed. Luke 8:47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared to him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Luke 9. 11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them, and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. Luke 9:42. As he was coming, the devil caused him to convulse with a seizure, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Luke 13:11-14. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could not in any way straighten herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue spoke with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. He said to the people, "There are 6 days in which people should work. Come during those 6 days and be healed, not on the Sabbath day." Luke 14:2-4. And behold, there was a certain man in front of him who had dropsy, edema, which is excessive accumulation of fluid. And in response, Jesus spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" And they remained silent. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Luke 17:12-15. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him. They stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Luke 22:50-51. And one of them struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. And Jesus responded, saying, "Leave him alone." And he touched his ear and healed him. John 5:5-9. And a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying down and knew that he had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Will you become well?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is troubled. While I am trying to get there, somebody gets in the pool before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. This healing took place on the Sabbath day. John 21:25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did. If everything he did was written in books, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Only a small number of the healings and miracles that Jesus did are documented. According to Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. According to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is God's will and desire that people be healed today, just as they were healed in Jesus' earthly ministry. We must believe in and cooperate with Jesus the healer. Jesus is still administering healing through his body, the church. Healing through the apostles. The following scriptures are documented healings that occurred through the ministry of the apostles of Jesus after his resurrection and ascension. Acts 3:6-8. In response to the request of a crippled man, Peter said, "I do not have silver and gold, but I will give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he jumped up, stood, and walked. He went into the temple with Peter and John. He walked, he leaped, and he praised God. Acts 5:16. A multitude came to Jesus from cities all around. They brought sick folk, and those who were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Acts 8:7. For unclean spirits, shouting with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed with them, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. Acts 14:8-10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra who was impotent in his feet. He was a cripple from birth. He had never walked. This man heard Paul speak. Paul looked intently at him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Acts 28:8-9. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick with a fever and dysentery. Paul went in, prayed, laid his hands on him, and he was healed. So when this was done, others in the island who had diseases came and were healed. Comments. The ministry of Jesus did not cease when he ascended back into heaven. Neither did it cease after the apostles of Jesus died. The ministry of Jesus is still in operation through his body, which is the church. The same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus and the apostles empowers the body of Christ today. God's word is as true today as it has ever been. Those who dare to believe will see the salvation of the Lord. Deuteronomy 34:7 says that Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, and his vigor had not vanished. Do not succumb to the world's way of thinking. Submit yourself to Psalm 103:1-5 and Isaiah 40:31. Think life and health, not death and deterioration. Isaiah 54:17 declares that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is through Jesus. This scripture does not say that weapons will not be formed. It says they will not prosper. As servants of the Lord, we have an inheritance. Jesus has shared his inheritance with us. According to Romans 8:17, we are joint heirs with Jesus. Righteousness, health, liberty, and provision are all included in our inheritance. Weapons may be formed against us and words may be spoken against us, but we have the assurance that the weapons will not accomplish their goal and the words spoken will not achieve their intended purpose. Sickness and disease may be considered as weapons that are formed to hurt or destroy us, but if we will submit ourselves to the Word and Spirit of God, they cannot succeed. The tongues of people who speak negative things against us can be countered and overcome by conversation that stays in agreement with the Word of God. Death cannot overcome life. We must stay submitted to God's Word, which will have a very positive effect on our lives. God's Word is spirit and life. Spirit and life rule over flesh and death. We must focus our attention on the inward man instead of the outward man. The outward man is only a house for the inward man to reside in and function in earth. The body is to be a servant to the spirit. The spirit must not serve the body. If the body becomes the master, sin and death rule. If the Spirit is the master, righteousness and life rule. What we focus on grows. Therefore, we should never focus on the problem. We must focus on the solution, which is found in the Word of God. One who is sick must focus on the healer, Jesus. He has sent His Word to heal us and deliver us from destruction. Therefore, we must give His Word our undivided attention. Believe only what He says and act in agreement with the Word of God, and you will receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, be healed.